Into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Is there a Son of Peace in your house? I have an idea. Do you remember the Blue Army? It was a lay movement meant to spread the Fatima message. This seemed to me as a teenager as an excellent way to maintain the faith. I joined it in the 1960s, consciously as a way to counter the revolution, the conciliar revolution of Vatican II, then underway. In 1946, the co-founder of the Blue Army, John Haffert, went to Europe to see Sister Lucy, the visionary. And this visitor wanted to find out from her exactly what Our Lady wanted of the laity. By then, the prophesied World War II had occurred. Europe was still in its post-war devastation. Russia had never been properly consecrated. All the bishops of the world were supposed to do so in union with the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, on the same day. This was what, in a few months, Pope Leo XIII had organized for the consecration of the world to the Sacred Heart, every parish priest with his parish, reciting the consecration on the same day. So Marxism was being spread from Russia, the atheistic ideology, threatening to take over the world, and today it's almost there. What should we be doing, John asked Sister Lucy. He assumed it was praying the rosary, and he was surprised when the nun told him that the essential request of Our Lady was the fulfillment of one's daily duty according to your own state of life, to sanctify that duty by doing it in reparation for sins, especially against the Immaculate Heart, and for the conversion of sinners. This is the primary condition for turning back the tide of evil which threatens the world today. Well, how does this work? It means to accept and to bear that which is difficult, burdensome, our sufferings united with our Lord and Our Lady. And this makes everything you do in your workaday and home life holy and helpful for saving souls and for saving our own soul, first of all. And the rosary, it is so important, emphasizes Sister Lucy. It's one of the principal helps to make that day of yours holy with all of its duties. She referred to your day, your work, your obligations as the long, hard road of martyrdom. We can hardly expect to be ready should martyrdom be a grace offered us unless we have already embraced this first one of daily duty. The Pope, Leo XIII, writing at the end of the 19th century, sees this daily duty, this cross, as crucial if ever we're going to cure all of the challenges of our contemporary modern life, as people would say today. How is it going to happen? Well, with the power of this meditated prayer, the rosary. This month, we've been looking at Pope Leo's teaching on the subject as the rosary a specific antidote to the three great ills of the modern world. We've done the glorious mysteries, and last week, the sorrowful. Well, I think there's been a lot of sorrow considered in the sermons, both of those Sundays. But today, what about the joyful? What have they to say? But let's look at the evils first, and then the antidote. Way back when, people started to turn against a simple, hard-working life, says the pontiff. And he was especially Leo XIII, the Pope of labor, they say. In other words, the plain old homely virtues which constitute the beauty of a home and a family life. It was a long time in coming, this. Way before some idiot invented smartphones and all of the rest, the seeds of rebellion were planted. And when they grew up into weeds, why, they made everybody chafe and itch under a family life, the shared, the stretched, and necessarily the sacrificial aspects of life in the home. Everybody, everything has to be indulged today, has to be made easy. And finally, in our land, luxury becomes the order of the day, and we couldn't possibly do without it. And it is not only the children that are spoiled. This discontent with what used to be the good enough of daily life yesterday leads people to shirk work today and just to wait for the next government check. Incentive check? Who came up with that title? It also feeds the demonstrations, the riots we have seen this year, until the Democrats pulled the plug on them so as not to scare the suburban people too much into voting for the Republicans. Oops, I think that might be counting as politics from the pulpit. Well, everything is in turmoil today. What about your rights to serve God in holy liberty? Oh, forget about those. When the promised pie in the sky runs out, well, there will be again mayhem and destruction. What's the remedy? It is, in a sense, easy. Stay home more. Avoid the bizarro world out there of the mask and all of the rest. And say the rosary daily. The rosary is not merely meant to be draped delicately over your fingers at Holy Communion. It is a work which is to be done daily in order to draw the whole of your family together. And I count in that the living as well as the deceased. How could that possibly be done? How does it work in the divine plan? To bring back the sweet attractions of an honest life. Well, enter St. Luke, the artist. I like Luke. He paints a masterful picture in his gospel of the five joyful mysteries. The honest way of living in the humble house of Nazareth. I've seen the house of Nazareth. It wasn't very big. They must have been crowded, but they all seemed to have managed to get along, without fighting. There was harmony and respect and love, and a family content with little and at peace, rather than trapped with long work hours and debt, not for survival, often just for the sake of stuff. But how does it work? The rosary, yes, it is work, but it's not magic. The idea is if you just go through it, then all will be well. But consider this, regardless of how well or how poorly you perform this work of God, so important a prayer after the Psalter of David is the angelic psalter. Regardless of how well or poorly you manage it, you are praying. And if it's the family rosary, you are praying together. And that's something. And that's a sacrifice. And don't you think that God will hear you and take care of the rest? And all of the virtues, prayer itself, and modesty and humility, and diligence with the little things, because the details of life are everything, and love at the end of the day, these things will take root in the soil of your soul, watered and sunned and fed daily. How do we do that? By honoring them in as much as we think about these gospel mysteries. We meditate on them, and we ask that we ourselves should be the goal of what a disciple is meant to find when he visits a home, a son of peace. You're meant to be that son of peace who dwells in your house. So that in the course of time, there's a happy change of mind and of conduct and of attitude. In the sacrifice, our Lord asks that observance of his law, our Lord told Sister Lucy, they say in one of the visions, the fulfillment of your duties. And this is the penance I seek most of all, to bear with resignation the sufferings, there's suffering again, I'm afraid, the sufferings God may send to you. It is a good preparation, surely, for what may be coming. Your life will still be hard and sacrificial, but now it becomes deeply satisfying. A job well begun is a job well done. And it's done at home, under your roof, in your own house, that same house and family you love and esteem so. So your manner of acting, speech, your gentleness, all of that speak before you do. They speak quietly. They speak of love. And this has to affect others today when everybody else is either in a glum and compliant silence or shouting about some nonsense or another. It has to affect other people. People are going to stop. And they're going to think. They'll feel drawn to you, into your Catholic way of life. And thus society itself will be, in some sense, bettered. Not by laws, not by the hocus pocus of POTUS and SCOTUS. And don't look to them. Don't look to them. Behold the solution. The joyful mysteries to sweeten your sacrifices. The divine plan obtains still. This is a kind of sad and stressful age, isn't it? It starts with you. You being a son of peace in your house. God bless you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.